We thought we might discuss what we're watching on TV at the moment. And have you noticed a few new series coming up?
Out of the US, yeah. There's a couple which are good. Well, okay. Good is relative. So, firstly, The Last Ship. I don't know if you've caught that one yet. I can't remember who it's by. But it's a big, huge action sequence. There's been a plague. Everybody's dying. Cool. There's a small group of Americans who may be able to find the cure, stuck on a Navy ship but can't land anywhere for fear that they could also become infected before they find
the cure. Sounds like Crusade, but...
Yes, it's actually that reference to Crusade has been made by others.
Okay.
But Crusade didn't have Adam Baldwin.
This is true.
It's a stupid, massively over-the-top, massively dumb action series.
A bit like
JAG, only dumber. And yet somewhat enjoyable.
Okay, that sounds amusing. It has Jane. I mean, that's worth watching.
Yeah, and it's not a... If you wanted a really mindless popcorn TV series, well, this is it. It does that very well. If you want something that's moderately logical and reasoned, then don't even consider watching a moment. It's not going to do it.
I must admit, I've gone back to the old series. I'm watching season 4 of The Avengers and enjoying it immensely.
So who was in that one? Is that...
Diana Rigg and Patrick McNee. It's the season just before they went to colour. Stories are sufficiently outrageous. Everything from Venus and Venusians invading us. And
I've only ever seen the first few series, and Diana Rigg is so... Emma Peel was like the best ever that you could ever want.
Yeah, well,
these other series with other people in them, but I don't care because they don't have
look,
Emma
the
Peel.
Interaction between John Steed and Emma Peel is just delightful.
Yeah.
The series features everything from ballroom dancing to Martian Venusian invasion. lots and lots of fun. So I've enjoyed that immensely. In terms of the actual TV, I have been enjoying this new 8-part series on the ABC called Old School.
It certainly has a good cast.
It does.
Yes.
Yes, Sam and Brian Brown.
Yeah, and the interaction between the two of them is great. Like, you know, a crook who's gotten out after 12 years in jail wants to get his share of the loot, and the policeman detective who was shot during the crime wants to track down the crooks. And for various reasons, they end up teamed together to try and, recover the money, or B, solve the crime. And it's the interaction between the two of them that's quite delightful. You were saying that there's a new version of Sailor Moon.
Well, yes, but it's not one... It's been interesting watching the online community get very excited about the forthcoming new Sailor Moon. And then having caught the first episode, I was impressed because it is, in a sense, that it is Sailor Moon. It feels like the original TV series.
So when you say a new series, as in it's not a continuation of the old one?
No, it's a completely new version with new origins, which are pretty much the same as the old origins, and it's got tuxedo mask and everything in the original, and it worked with a very different art style. And it surprised me when watching it, but it was Sailor Moon in a way that... You know, you watch, like, Gatchaman, which is your update of Battle of the Planets, and it's nothing like Battle of the Planets. And I was expecting a reimagining of Sailor Moon, not a recreation, not a modern, accurate recreation, in the sense of Sailor Moon.
So is it good, though?
It's probably excellent for its target audience of young girls. I'm not its target audience, but I'm sure it is excellent for its target audience.
Okay.
The original one was. I don't see why this one wouldn't be.
So it's just like Sailor Moon for a new generation, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But that was what surprised me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And you were talking about...
Dominion, if I mentioned that one in passing.
Yep.
Only because it's based on Legion and it's insane.
and who's your head? You said?
Sorry? Yes, it's got Anthony Stewart Head. Yay, Anthony Stewart Head. He's not a librarian, much to my disappointment.
But is he an action hero? He didn't get
no,
to do
no,
much
he's,
of that
he's pretty much evil, I think. Evil-ish.
Okay.
He's demorally ambiguous but largely evil character. It's post the angels have come on, killed everybody. Survivors are hiding in the city of Las Vegas trying to get by while the angels hunt them down.